For Dalit year, when Simon Pesif Mevav and Kutin was selected Hilchas Shabbos, which are common. Halacha Mevav, Kesher Shasut Masase, all the types of knots which we described are prohibited to tie because they're Kesher Shal Kayama, whether it's two Ksharim, one on top of another, or two things together, two different strings tying them to one to another, or the same string as tying it on one side, or even those that a person is not going to untie for beyond a day. Kesher Kazah, anything we described for whatever reason is aser to tie, gamkin, aser and gamkin lahatir. One is not allowed to untie such a knot, midin matir. However, mukayim tzar, if this place, it's involving a case of pain, yes, lahatir, the alkan, one is allowed to untie it through a goy. The gamay they sold, the alter adds that even a yid's allowed to untie it, providing a main item to this kind of cloth, it's not something that is going to be long standing and long lasting. Halacha mems that knot. Halacha mem zayin. Derech hachayatim, it is the way of tailor's work. Shekoyin is different as a begging prayer before they actually sew the garment properly. They connect it with very wide seams, stretched long and one every few stitches, like they leave out a whole bunch, just like when they do manjet and they do cuffs on the bottom of the pants, they put them two from two different sides and the like. And then once they put in Nesudadika, closely knitted stitches, then they pull out the general string. But also, you are not allowed to pull out that big, those big stitches, those loose ones. Why? Because that's a, even though it's not mamish mate, because it's not tied in strong, but it's mitakin man, it's like you're completing, it's makah bepatish, you're finishing the kli, so to speak, because that's the way they completed the project. Different clothing that to say there to keep them on a person, you put through them a thread or a string or a belt, a meshicha, or a string or a belt. Keep going, for example, mechnasayim, pants, you put in a belt. I mean, olam, or shoes that you tie with a shoelace. A chaluk, or a cloak, or the one wear, whatever it is, a garment, in they pull together with a lace. If it's new and it's the first time you're stitching in this little shoelace, for example, into the shoe, also you're not allowed to put it in for the first time on Shabbos. Why? Mishum dehavik tikkun mana. You're so to speak fixing it, and it's like you're fixing the kli. The Alter Rebbe, however, points out, abul abnit muter. You're allowed to put in a gatel or put in a belt because it's not kashal kayam. You take it out, you put it back in every time you wash it. Ubiyas, this is dafke new clothing. Ubiyas, however, if it's an old garment in a neck of tsar, if at that point already the hole in which your thread is stringing through the shoelace, for example, in the shoe or the like, or the lace in a bigger garment, if it's not so tsar, it's not so narrow, it's not hard to get it through, motor, it is motor. The Alter Rebbe adds, however, that's providing that sometimes some people may make a knot at the end of the lace so it doesn't get pulled in to the seam, right? That happens a lot of times, like sleeping bags or the like. You make a it shouldn't pull in, you make a tie at then. So that you're not allowed to do. And if it's the type of string or that type of beged that people tie one end so it shouldn't get pulled into the, so as we call a place where they string the thread through, then also I feel lahasi, you're not allowed to put it back even if it's old, because we have a gzeder shema yichur where choshir, we suspect the person may come to tying a knot. V'imyesh toira, this is all when we said you're allowed to in an old garment if it's tsar. And it's a very narrow, it's not so narrow anymore, and therefore it's easy to put it in. There's no terech. However, im yesh terech, also if it's hard to string it in, then it is prohibited. Halacha memtes. Sometimes some of the seams get untied and and then the pieces of cloth start separating from each other. Then what you do is you pull the seam a little bit and they tighten up. You're not allowed to do that. That is considered sewing it together. You're pulling together both the pieces of cloth, both fabrics. The halacha known niyores. What happens if you have and we're going to the Isra of Korea, and what happens if a person has papers that got stuck one to each other, come on, not intentionally. Sometimes the person that bound the sfarim on the side, he paints the sfarim so you can see. It's nice when you open it up, like all the gemaras and these things. So sometimes from that paint, it stuck the pages together. Or it dripped over there some wax and the two pages got stuck to each other. You're allowed to open them. It's not considered korea because you're not doing it in a specific place like machata. However, however, one is not allowed to do it if it is gonna either rip off or uncover letters. It's considered as if he's writing it or rip, obviously on letters. Halacha non aleph. Kalim shakar chasavim p'em. Matlis, if they cover, they tied around, or they wrapped around the opening of, let's say, this jar of cloth. And v'kashrub m'shechan, they tied it with a string. Mota l'karav v'shavzi, a lot of rip it open. Why? Shizal m'kalkli, you're not undoing, it's not called mater, so to speak, undoing it, and then you have the thread in its entirety. Rather, you're just ruining it. So mota l'tarav, and that's m'kalkli, is putter. But it's called Padrabalasa. But in this case, multiple times Shabbos, it is allowed in honor of Shabbos. So, B'chlam, when a person's opening such a thing on Shabbos, there are four at nine. First of all, you have to do it not on letters, and it can't be the Derech Pichasoy, and and Halacha Azokta Vaiter. Also, lots of Shumbal Chayim B'Shabbos. One's not allowed to capture and, so to speak, hunt any animal on Shabbos. Vafilu Parish, even a flea, also, listeners, not allowed to catch it. Even though the rice, it's only the things that are davar shebeminu nitzod, but this even though this type of animal is generally not hunted, obviously the people don't run after catching mosquitoes. But the rabbanon tells us, "Va'achim hu al go ach." However, im hu al guf adam, if it's on his body, va'oitze, and it's pricking him and it's stinging him, mishum tzara the guf, mutar little zaka, because of the pain of the body, one is allowed to pick it up and throw it away. We come with the altar, it says, if you're able to shake it off without actually touching it, and yes, also the altar says that's better. However, this is all to take it off and to throw it, to send it packing. I will also lahargo, to squeeze it, to kill it, also. Why? Because the altar says, shum bal chai, the altar Rambam says, mitzavid in toilish, whatever, or mitin sever, achakinim, however, the lice, shame, kimon shame is av minazei, being that they come from sweat, mikolmog, and not part of a rabba, then, so then, muta lahargan, you're allowed to kill it, doesn't have, it's not considered rochai b'fnei atzma. However, he brings mikolmog, and elishu of God, and the lice that are found on clothing, those you're not allowed to kill. Elonite lamazar can pick it up and throw it, drag elishu and silver rice, those are allowed, you're allowed to kill them, b'etza. Halachanun gimel. Yes, I want to be careful. She writes a list in teva. He wants to close a box or close the garbage can, or clear any vessel. She has some room. There's flies inside. So first chase them away. She africhim tchilo. First chase them away. Misham ki kasher soisman. When you close it, hey mitzayim misham. They're gonna get trapped in there. And midrabanan even though she ain't in it, it's considered tzata. Mekalmakam ain't it's all the doctor's loyishas on klal. You have to make sure there's no fly around there. You just chase away those that you see ibnofik, and you could close it. And it was never saying it was covenant. Halacha nun dalet. Also, lahoitzi dam. One is not allowed to press out, squeeze out blood. Vafilu dam shebein hashinayim. Also, it's an even blood between his teeth, which is already dripping. You're not allowed to suck it out and pull out more. V'chein asa laniach al makaratia. You're not allowed to put on a wound. Aratia ametzia dam balecha. That's letting out blood and pus. Koshkin shalso litchik is a makar. If you're not allowed to put the type of bandage that's going to squeeze it out, the koshkin shalso litchik is a makar. I'm not allowed to press it to get out blood or licha or pus or any other liquid. Halacha zerchet like. It's also an issue of mapis morso because they're making a pesach, etc. Now tzitzin, which are strands and strings of skin that are around his fingers sometimes. It feels like to bite them off. Like little strands that separate from the skin of the finger. See what's running around the nail. Also, you're not allowed to take, you rip it off. Whether you're doing it with a nail clipper, maybe either with your hand or with your teeth. Now, a lot of it's purging infrastructure, but now we're talking about the nail itself. If the majority of the nail already separated from the finger, it's about to get disconnected from his finger, and it's mitzarete, it bothers him to walk around, and it's twisting and it's turning his finger, it's hurting him. Motel, I'll say, we had a lot to do it with your hand, however, not with a nail clipper, which is a clean yulikach. However, even if it's mitzarete, but if not, if the majority of the nail is still connected, even with your hand, you're not allowed to detach it. Halachan and Bach. Also, this we're talking about Chaymas Shar Maskin. You're not allowed to pour into vinegar, into a lot of vinegar, any other liquid. She's Avogamkin, they're going to become also And they're going to become also chaymis because it's so sharp, it's considered like you're cooking it. Halacha nun zayin. Basar shloy nimlacha. Meat that was not salted. And we know that you have to obviously salt it to extract the blood. It shouldn't be parish, and then it's going to be awesome, and then dam shapirish. So if you didn't do melech within 3 days, you can't do it anymore. It becomes congealed, and it's shum any yetza. So the only solution is to soak it in water before the third day is over. If you don't soak in water, it's going to become awesome. You could soak it through a guy. The Alter Rebbe, however, prohibits even that, even through a guy. Also through a yid, you're not allowed to. Halacha nun ches. Also, a marech rati, one's not allowed to smear the band-aid over his hand, or with tar or wax. Which is one of the coating and smearing oil on the hides. V'chein aser liten shayva. You can't put wax or shemen or thick oil v'nekev to fill in a hole. L'sasmai to stuff it up, or the dapker to stick something on l'simon to note to remember something as a reminder, like a sticky note. Avamutu l'mareach yelad asmir k'vimchema al alechem. That's not considered mimachik. And food the kadeva. Halacha nun ches. Also, lishbar lachta kol davar shein ma'achil. You're not allowed to break anything. Then you midin stira. Anything that's not a food. Well, that the Alter Rebbe says you're only allowed. It's only us rocking one. The chticha, cutting it, is ma'isa chol. It's a like a mundane weekly act. Oish miskam lachta b'midah, which is mechatzich. You're cutting it down to a specific size, which is aser. Oy choytech lachticha zdakas ma'id. You're cutting it into very thin straps or pieces. Then it's the problem of toichin. Oish davar shesh b'tikun kli mechatzich asay. Or by you cutting it, you're so to speak completing and fixing the kli. That's the end of it. So to speak, makam b'patish. Oy hey. Or the fifth problem that could arise is shemafir ben shnei gufim shnischabru, which is so you're separating two things that became one unit. Avol mashu meichel, if it's food, afilu rak lebehema, even if it's not food for you, rather it's for behema moto, you are allowed to break it. V'chein moto lachta kash lachta zvishin, you're allowed to rip off a piece of straw to use as a toothpick between your teeth. However, vatsib and vatsib psamim, and the psamim, you know, this little like menta or okay, and muta lima, you're allowed to roll it and even snip off part of it. The other one that strengthens the smell, that's fine. It's not called you're cutting it. The afila in costume case, even if it's as hard as wood and snapping mamish, you're allowed to. Abalik the maisa kdelach tzvashin to cut it off in order to use as a toothpick. You're fixing a toothpick, so to speak. You're attacking mana, you're turning it into a toothpick for also asa. Halacha samach. Elon, a tree. And now there's a whole bunch of xaders in a tree. Shema yal b'yitlish. Maybe a person's going to climb up and rip off a branch to whip his behem or whatever. Bein shu lach. So this tree, whether it's fresh tree and it's young, bein shu yavish, whether it's a dry tree, ain't mishtam for b'shum tashu, you're not allowed to use it for anything. Even if you're not moving the tree actually when you're using the tree. If you are moving the tree, then you have the issue of tiltul mukta, because it's also ola shine all of also rak be ilon tosh. You're not allowed to lean on a tree, only if the only time it's also lean on a tree is if it's a tree that's very weak that you're moving it. However, if it doesn't move, it's not going to budge, then you're allowed to lean on it. The Isra Mukta is only tiltal to actually move it. Now, another detail is you're not allowed to climb on any tree. Vein little, but you can't hang yourself on a tree because you're not allowed to use even an extension of a tree. But also, Anechal Ezechem is not allowed to put on it any object of the Tadamana or take an object that's ready on the tree because you're using the tree itself. And Choshesham Yal Vietlish. Oy Likshar Behemah, you're not allowed to tie Behemah to any animal to the tree. Even with the extension of the tree, you're not allowed to use, for example, if there's a nail in the tree, you're not allowed to use that nail itself. You're not allowed to use it to hang on it, etc. If there's a basket hanging on the tree, you're not allowed to take anything from the basket because the basket is considered tzidei ha'ilun. Or little tzidei to put anything in the asal, if it's tzidei ilun, ha'avol yose, that's kovi ilun. What happens if you have a peg in a tree? Va'olo tali sal, and on it there's a basket. So this basket is an extension of an extension. It's tzidei tzadim. In that case, muto little mitur, you're not allowed to use the basket itself, but you're allowed to use the next day, which means you're allowed to put things inside and take it out. It's considered the extension of an extension that you're allowed to use Basal also little, however, the basket itself, that's it, it's still they're not allowed to take it off the tree or to take it away, or to you should be the one to put it. Why the Mishtamash be Yosid? The second you're using the peg itself that's in the tree, you're not considered like you're using the Tzidday Tzidon, you're considered using that's you're tampering and using the Tzidday Ilon, which is this peg.